The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
Hey, I think it's ridiculous that they want to replay the game.
Right.
That's why we play 82 freaking regular season games, and until there's robots, you're going to have mistakes made. Mistakes get made in every single game. Officiating mistakes are made every game. The weird thing is, they're right. I mean, the call was wrong, and it sucks. But, I mean, man, how deep are we going to fix that? I just can't imagine.
How about you just not blow the big lead?
Well, yeah.
Larry Brown Sports did five NFL players who played their way into the franchise tag. You know who he has number one on the list? Ryan Tannehill.
Don't pay that guy that kind of
money. Well, let him finish, too. Let's see how the season finishes.
Stop paying guys crazy money for short stretches
for one stretch like that, yeah.
Well, Nick Foles is over there waving. Hi. Remember that time I won the Super Bowl and you gave me a big, giant bag of money?
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Also, hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. Send a message. Barron likes it. He'll read it. There's Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At AJ is the real. At Aaron is Blitzed. At Degenerates 975. You can text the show if you like. You know the number for that. Or you can watch us on Twitch, as many people are doing. So put your comments in the chat room, and I'll read them. A bunch of people said, what are the odds that rifle was used in an armed robbery or worse? Or yeah, probably. I mean, that'd be a good way to ditch a weapon, right?
Yeah.
Although I prefer the old-fashioned way where you just tear the thing up and throw it away, like in Godfather.
Throw it in different parts of the river.
Or, you know, into different chimneys, like Robert De Niro did. See,
it's not hard. The game plan's been laid out.
Well, not to...
Do crime.
Well, yeah, let's start with don't do crime. But if you were trying to get rid of a gun, I mean, we got a... You know, there's a... A really big Gulf of Mexico out there.
With sharks in it.
Yeah. And we used to have a saying growing up, the Gulf is deep and full of sharks.
You know who will eat a gun? A shark.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know that. I'm not a marine biologist, but I assume that.
Well, in Jaws, when they cut that shark open, there was the license plates and all kinds of stuff. So I wouldn't be shocked if a shark went and ate a gun. Certainly would eat a person if you threw a person out
yes.
there. But don't do those things. That's... all I'll say. Okay, so apparently we didn't have the phones on when I did the giveaway. I'm not going to say whose fault that is.
It was my fault. I'll take the L.
No, it wasn't your fault, and it wasn't my fault.
I'll say it's my fault.
Well,
shame.
So it's Aaron's fault, but which probably takes him from an A+ today. He was doing really well.
I swear Aaron has like the easiest job. And
I know. Well, it's a little harder to
push the buttons, bro.
Well, let's be fair. There's not an intern out there to take the phone calls.
No. Okay.
So he's having to deal with that.
All right.
So that's why I'm not really.
So this is Tyler's fault for not scheduling us an intern?
I don't know. Every loser show on this station gets an intern but us. I don't know what the hell that's about.
We're on at a really inconvenient time for unpaid labor.
That's true. But and the other shows aren't losers. I was just kidding. But don't start texting me. But we're giving away some quality CBD products, including gummies, oils, and CBD freeze from CBDMD as part of our 12 Days of Christmas. And for all your CBD needs, head to CBDMD.com.
Easy for you to say.
Yeah, I know. This might be the hardest liner I've ever had, except for the time where there was the Lamar Hunt Club Cup, and I kind of ran the second and third word together, which in Australia would have been fine.
Yeah.
No worries. But not so good here. Anyway, it's 6:11. I'm not doing anything at 6:10. At 6:11, we'll take the third caller so that Aaron doesn't have to go through a bunch of phone calls.
I swear, everyone wants to talk about Clemson's strength of schedule. Ryan, sports.
Sports.
What's up?
Not much. Just want a full disclosure here. Clemson graduate. Listening over the past, I guess, few weeks, talking about all the playoff pitcher, and the one argument I hear a lot of people talking about is this defense this year not being tested. but one of the stats no one talks about is the amount of players that Dabo plays every game. So the starters this year played in over half the games of every game last year, except for the true freshmen. So they have been tested. They played the full season last year on a 15-0 team, and they're most likely going to be a 12-0 team going on. Who knows if they're 13-0 after this weekend. And then the one other point or comment I always want to make whenever I listen to ESPN guys on TV talking about Georgia, you know, Clemson barely beat North Carolina at North Carolina, but Georgia loses to South Carolina at home, same team that North Carolina, I believe, also beat by a touchdown or field goal earlier in the year, yet we try to find reasons, you know, to put Georgia higher and higher up, but then that one close win for Clemson is a reason to try to drop them out.
Hey, let me jump in for a second, because I don't understand why you're the need to make a Georgia comparison to Clemson. The way their season has played out, they should be the 3 seed. If LSU loses, they'll be the 2 seed. I think that's fair. They're safely in. There's no problem with that. So why do you give a rat's ass about what they do for Georgia?
Yeah,
that comparison doesn't make any sense to me.
No, I'm not trying to compare Clemson to Georgia. I'm really just comparing against, I guess, the SEC bias of why does Georgia get to struggle against a team that the team Clemson struggled already beat.
I'll tell you why.
Trying to bring Georgia up.
The reason why is because Georgia beat Notre Dame, they beat Florida, they beat Auburn. I mean, they've got quality wins on their resume where they can fade a loss like that. That to me, that's the biggest difference.
Yeah,
I'm a firm believer in. There's no trophy for toughest schedule played. I don't care about that.
You know who played the toughest schedule is probably A&M.
No, it's probably Auburn.
Well, Auburn didn't have to play Georgia. A&M played all the same teams Auburn did. Well,
Auburn played Oregon. Yeah.
And A&M got Georgia. So, yeah, I think Georgia tougher than Oregon.
Yeah, you're probably right.
But and Georgia played Clemson.
Oh.
Did I mention that?
South Carolina's was pretty tough, too.
Yeah, well, I think South Carolina and A&M had almost the exact same schedule, as I recall. They played the same crossover teams, which means they got Georgia. They both played
Bama,
Clemson.
Georgia, Florida, Clemson. Oh, they just didn't have to play LSU.
Okay, well, that's a significant one. If they played Florida instead of A&M played LSU instead of Florida. I'm going to say Aggie had toughest schedule.
Yeah, maybe so. Aggie played Florida?
No, they didn't play Florida. They played LSU instead of
Florida. So Carolina played Florida, Aggie played LSU. Yeah.
So...
Boy, it ain't easy. But again, there's no trophy for it. Mm. So just win the games you're supposed to win and let it play out. I don't know. I guess maybe because I'm not a fan of any of these. I mean, not a real fan.
Right.
Like, I don't have a T-shirt of any of these teams. I just want to see good games. I want to see good matchups.
Well, I LSU is my favorite team to watch of that group. I've always liked them because I've gone to LSU games and, you know, so I always kind of root for them a little bit. But I like this Ohio State team a lot. I love watching them. They're fun. I'm really curious about Clemson. And also, here's another one of those dumb comparisons that people are trying to make. Here's Clemson versus A&M, and then here's LSU versus A&M. Early in the season, Clemson was starting a lot of young guys on that defense. And they dominated that game, by the way. It was just, you know, it wasn't as bad as LSU kicked their ass. But LSU's defense is a lot better now than it was at that point of the season. I mean, Clemson's defense. I think Clemson as a team is better. And, you know, LSU also had something to prove in that game. They didn't like losing last year.
They didn't like Aggie making cups with the score on them?
Yeah.
Commemorative cups.
So
that's what you get, Aggie. You brought it on yourself.
Yeah, but somebody mentioned you did stumble on Carbach Oktoberfest, Fred. Yeah, that turned into one, too. It happens. I'm not proud. There's mistakes. Mistakes were made.
My favorite was you denied that. No, I didn't. No, I didn't. And then you played the tape, and you definitely did.
Yeah, I did. And that became a thing.
But yeah, why didn't we play? We let all of October go by without playing that drop?
Apparently so. Aaron, we're going to have a little chat with Aaron.
Found it.
We got to find that game Cocktoberfest.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll do it for Christmas.
South Carolina game Cocktoberfest drop.
2-1 said, Fred, you hear Willie Nelson had to quit marijuana. There goes your chance of partaking with him.
Yeah, I heard you guys can always just pile in edibles.
Yeah, well, I heard he quit smoking. I don't know.
I think it's a lung issue. He's having trouble breathing. So he'll go to edibles or oils or something. Willie ain't going to quit getting high. I don't believe that for a minute.
Plus, he's 85 years old, man. Yeah. You probably need that stuff just to get out of bed. Hell, I need it just to get out of bed. And I'm not anywhere near 85 yet.
And by the way, God bless Willie Nelson.
I love Willie Nelson. I do.
He's a national treasure.
He is. And, you know, I hope he has. I like that he's still out trying to tour at 85.
Yeah.
But I bet we don't have him for much longer.
Probably not.
And we do have a winner on the thing, so you guys can stop calling. Because Aaron has to answer the phone. So if you want to call in to talk, you can do that. But if you're calling in trying to win.
Too late!
Yeah, not so much. We have a winner. But tune in tomorrow because Courtney's got some really good prizes for you guys. So that was day two, so I think we have 10 more days of Christmas.
All right.
And Friday we'll be in Beaumont. So going to be an interesting couple of days here.
Interesting days.
All right. I have to tell you about, you want to talk about interesting days. Go out to Whitmire's, and if you haven't booked your company holiday party yet, well, you better do it. Whitmire's is a great place. And what you can do is go out there and they do a barrel pick. So take your group. You go through several different barrels. You pick the one that you like and they'll bottle it for you right there. So your company will have its own bottle that they picked out. That'll make you popular with your employees or, you know, birthday party. Like, say you have a friend or just somebody you admire who's a radio host who has a birthday party coming up. Have a surprise birthday party for them there, December 18th. But whatever you do, go check it out because the barrel pick's great. They've also got their new rye bourbon blend, which is all over the place. I saw it in one of the liquor stores I went in today. So go check that out. And you can always just tour the distillery. It's at 16711 Hollister in Houston, out by 1960. Not too hard to find, not too far from the racetrack. And I take a tour, buy their products. Houston's first distillery is Houston's best distillery, Whitmire's.com.
I get those goosebumps every time, yeah, when you're not around, when you throw that to the side.
May I have everyone's attention?
You're listening to The Blitz.
Rock and roll, boys.
On ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. And if you're watching on the Twitch channel, you can see me laughing at A.J. Eric on the Twitch said, did you see where a Spurs fan yelled out at Harden and said nobody wants to see a free throw contest? And then he responded with nobody wants to see fouls either. Yeah, I did see that. That was a pretty good comeback. So, but speaking of good comebacks, the Spurs had one.
Yeah.
And they didn't win that game. But we discussed that in the opening segment. But, yeah, you know, I don't know if this is a sign that I've either really arrived as a handicapper or if it's just people aren't happy. They gave away a hockey over last night. And somebody actually said, nice call, but boy, you had to sweat that one. I mean, what the... Guys, now you're bitching about a win?
Shame.
And it wasn't much of a sweat. They scored 4 goals in the first period. It just took them a while to get the other 3, but it wasn't that big of a sweat. Come on, man. Hey, man, fuck that. Yeah, no kidding.
Did you tell him it's early yet?
yeah, I mean...
Listen. Woke up with money in my account. How dare you?
But
sometimes you got to earn it.
Yeah, you know what? That's the thing, and it's always the freaking people who probably aren't even betting on it that complain. Because you know what? The people who bet on it, they don't complain when I lose. You know, they get it. They know we're going to hit a few. We're going to lose a few. But it's people who are betting $5 or something.
Right.
And they're like, oh, barely got that one. Oh, boy. I'm never surprised by that, but if one of these days I just like it to end. This is where you know, hey, we're on a pretty good run, and I don't have any official plays tonight. If you go back to the 4 o'clock, I had a couple. If you get the right number, that are worth looking at, but Vegas is starting to catch up on my overs now.
Are we deep enough into the NBA season? You have an idea of what the Rockets are?
Not really.
Okay.
Especially
because last night was basically the quarter mark.
Yeah, there's so many guys that have been out too. I think I'm curious. I'll give you an opinion after Christmas. That's to me where I can start seeing an idea of how a team's going to be, because I think they've got a lot of potential to do really well this year. I'm not seeing. There's some certain things I need to see them do before I get to that point, and I think they have time to work on it. And I want to see what they're like when Eric Gordon's back, and you know. But right now, no, I can't. I mean, they're fun to watch. They're probably about what their record says they should be right now, but they're also still working in Russell Westbrook, and I think it's going to take a little more time before we get an idea of what they are.
Currently would be the 5 seed in the playoffs and would be playing Dallas in the first round. Dallas, I think, that would be ahead of schedule.
Yeah, and yeah, Dallas is going to be a really good team for a while now if those guys keep developing.
I think the top three, Lakers, Clippers, Nuggets, I don't know that there's a surprise that those three are at the top of the standings. I would have assumed the Rockets would be 4. They're 5. I don't think it's a huge deal at this point. But those seem like the 4 teams going in. And I guess the one surprise that's not involved in that top mix is Portland.
Yeah, they don't look now, but Carmelo's playing pretty well for them.
Yeah. Which maybe he'll pull him out of this hole.
I don't think anybody saw that coming. But I still think the Rockets. It's all still so close. I mean, I just kind of feel like I'd be forcing it if I tried to tell you where I think they're going to fit here, because I mean everything from 1 to 8 is still in play. Yeah, you know, but
I think the surprise when you look at the standings. Well, maybe not a surprise, but. The scary thing, certainly, when you look at the standings, is the Warriors are in line to get the first pick in the draft.
Yep.
Good luck if that happens.
Yep.
You know, I mean that,
because you know they're not going to.
Then you're going to get a healthy Steph, a healthy Clay,
Draymond,
and the first pick in the draft. Ugh.
I would say of all the teams that could screw up a first pick in the draft, I don't think the Warriors will.
They don't.
So.
And, you know, I guess it's still a little early to.
Well, I saw a story where they might try to trade the first overall pick for Giannis.
Oh, my God.
Okay, that'll get you back in a hurry.
Yeah.
But I don't know why Milwaukee would do that unless they just are convinced he's not going to hang around.
He seems happy there, though.
He does. And he seems like a real good fit for a town like Milwaukee.
And then, I mean, the other guys that are potential first round picks, I guess, are like Anthony Edwards from Georgia. Who's ridiculous, but is a guard, and you know you're kind of set with Clay and Steph. They work well together. The other guy in the mix is probably James Wiseman, and I mean, is he really the style of player that fits with Golden State? I don't know.
Yeah, it might make more sense for him to trade that pick.
Might, but. There will be good players to be had, certainly. Well,
there's still a lot of season left, and there's still...
It's early yet.
And there's still a lottery to be played. But as far as you know, like where the Rockets are going to wind up in the pecking order, I mean, the difference between them and the Lakers right now is 4.5 games. That can... I mean, there's so much time for that to disappear. And a lot of these teams, like Lakers' schedule is pretty easy.
Yeah.
And they're looking good. But
yeah, I don't want to take anything away from what the Lakers are, because I'm pretty sure they're legit.
Yeah, but you know that it'll even out a little more, and then like I said, by Christmas I'll have an opinion.
This whole Anthony Davis playing with LeBron James thing, it's almost not fair.
As long as one of them doesn't break.
Yep.
So, Brandon says big thanks to us for the CBD products on the 12 days of Christmas.
Hey, you're welcome, man.
Yeah, thanks some Courtney in that one too, because she put all that together. But that's a hell of a. That's a good prize right there. Congratulations, Brandon. Props to you for dialing well. 713-780-3776. I don't know if you saw this, but Scorsese's already working on his next movie.
The Irishman 2?
No, there is no Irishman 2, because you haven't...
I haven't seen
actually,
it.
Actually, Irishman 1 and 2 are the same movie in all 3.5 hours.
Okay.
But this actually sounds really good. It's called Killers of the Flower Moon. He's going to start filming in 2020. And it says it tells the true story of the mysterious murders of the Osage Indians tribe in Oklahoma, where oil sat beneath their land. Ooh. Said the case was one of the first ever to be taken on by the FBI, who fought against corruption to solve the grisly mystery.
Yes.
That sounds pretty awesome. It's not a mob movie, but maybe it is. I don't know. Yeah, but so that's his next big project. And the only thing about that people have complained about the Irishman that I can't really defend is the de-aging stuff doesn't really work.
Why didn't they just leave him old?
Yeah, I mean, because it goes through several decades. But, you know, I mean, there's a lot of movies where it doesn't work. And we saw it in, Ant-Man, you know, trying to get a young...
Yeah.
Paul Rudd?
Michael Douglas.
Michael Douglas, yeah. It just did, you know, okay. You tell it's fake. All right. Quick break. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
So, you want to go out tonight but don't know where to go? Easy fix. Head over to culturemap.com for the latest social happenings going on in the city. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Ottawa-Edmonton just dropped the 6, so that one I do like over 6.
All right.
6.5, stay away, but at 6, take the over.
In hockey, how much? I mean, obviously it's not as tight of a market as, like, the NFL or something like that, or even the NBA for that matter. How much do you put into those lines moving, and who's moving them?
Almost nothing, because it basically, there's not a lot of smart money. There's not a lot of people who play hockey, so you know it. Sometimes it just comes down to, oh, this player's not going to play. That's worth a half a goal.
Yeah.
So and then Aaron was just telling me, hey, I got Toronto at 5.5, and that's. Yeah, because you got it in game. They've played 9 minutes without a goal yet, but I still like it, because usually those teams get going in the second.
At least you didn't have to do 6.5.
Yeah, yeah. So there you have it. Did you see that this just moved, and somebody sent it on the text line? I happened to see it about the same time, but Tim Ryan, the color commentator for the 49ers, suspended for one game.
Wow.
Here's what he said. He's talking about Lamar Jackson. He's really good at that fake, Lamar Jackson. But when you consider his dark skin with a dark football, with a dark uniform, you could not see that thing.
What?
I mean, you literally could not see when he was in and out of the mesh point. And if you're a half step slow on him in terms of your vision, forget about it. He's out of the gate.
Not wise, guys.
Well,
Yeah, if you just leave the skin up, you're okay.
That's not a wise move. You want a little coaching carousel rumors?
Sure, always up for that.
According to some Texas media guys, Tom Herman has reached out to USC's Graham Harrell about the vacant OC position at Texas. Interest on both sides. LSU's Joe Brady is still in play. However, Herman is moving fast.
Yeah, which is a nice way of saying he's not really still in play.
And apparently,
I think Harrell's a good pickup for them.
Apparently, sources are saying that Graham Harrell and Tom Herman were supposed to meet in Houston today. I think it'd be a good hire.
Yeah, I think that's a good hire. And, you know, it's a lot awful quick for him, but he just had a pretty good year at USC.
He had a really good year.
And tell you what.
Oh, think about what they just said. We're keeping Clay Helton. And now the only guy that covered for Clay Helton's flaws is going to be gone. Oh, poor Clay Helton.
Well, and I'll tell you what. One of the things I always look for is when a really highly sought after assistant leaves, how his team does when he's gone. Look what happened in North Texas this year.
Yeah.
And, you know, with a veteran quarterback. So I like the guy. I think he'd be a really good hire. And, I mean, he's done a year at USC. So, you know, let's see how it plays out. I'd like to see them. Well, basically, they're one of the few teams left that's not really running an air raid.
And, yeah.
You know, other than Baylor, I guess.
The other job that Graham Harrell's being linked to, and this is where it comes down to, do you want to be a head coach or do you want to be an OC for a while and work your way into a better head coaching job? But apparently he's also been talking to UNLV about their head coaching position.
Ooh.
I'll be honest, I'd do a year or two at Texas and try to do better than UNLV.
See, I think it's easy to turn UNLV around fast, and then you get a better job. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, and you get some head coaching experience. So the North Texas lost to Rice. I bet they missed Graham Harrell. Yeah, they also didn't cover against UAB the last week. Which I was happy to see. But yeah, I mean I think I'd be a good hire. But if he has a chance to be a head coach. Because it's not hard to win that in that league. It really isn't. You could turn that around really fast. And you go and win 8 games 1 year and 10 the next, and then you're probably head coach at USC.
A couple funny tweets. Can't wait for Graham Harrell to accept the UNLV job for 21 days and then leave for a much better job. And this one's actually, I mean, this is funny, but it's true. Cliff Kingsbury hired as USC's OC. Brew McCoy commits and signs with USC. Cliff leaves to take Cardinals' job. McCoy transfers to Texas. USC hires Graham Harrell. McCoy transfers back to USC. Now Harrell might get poached by Texas.
Oh, boy. Maybe he can move back.
That was all within 1 year.
Yeah.
He was a freshman
this year. Well, didn't he only like come to Texas for like a month or so?
Yeah, for the spring.
Yeah. And then just decided, I'm going to go back to L.A. I don't know why you'd rather live in L.A. in Texas, but that's okay. Some people, that's the choice they
dummies.
Make. That's the choice they make. I think that would be a really good hire for Texas, just like I think Mike Leach would be a really good hire for Arkansas. And I'm kind of curious where Mississippi's going to go. I'm kind of curious where Missouri's going to go.
You talk about a big rebuilding process. Mississippi's a mess.
See, if I had aspirations to coach at a big school, I'd rather go to a UNLV and prove myself than a Mississippi right now.
Agreed. Because you're not going to win games at Ole Miss right now.
And I mean, if you do, then you're just trying to get a job at Florida or someplace like that. Well, if you go turn something around there, become a hot name, then I think you definitely could get into some of those jobs.
But you also have to worry about, I mean, this guy, you talk about too much too fast. Is he ready to be a head coach? And if you take that first head coaching job before you're ready, the bloom comes off, and then who's going to hire you?
You can always go back to being a coordinator at a big school.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the beauty of it.
It's a bet on yourself because, you know, I mean, obviously when you're the OC at a place that can get top-level talent, it can make you look better than you are. But if you think that you're the man and you're not worried about the recruits or the talent that you've got in the cupboard, then, you know, go for it. I think Graham Harrell's good. He's got good options. And either he's going to do one of those things or USC's going to pay him a boatload of money to stay because they know they're going to need a head coach next year.
Yeah, well, I think it's nice to have options. But, you know, I'm always a believer that if your goal is to be a head coach, be a head coach.
Yeah.
If you get the opportunity. Because if it's not... If it's too much too soon, then you're probably never going to be a great head coach. And if you'd go there, and like UNLV is a perfect level to me because it's not going to take much to turn that program around. And if he goes in there and does that and gets the experience as a head coach, then you get the better job. This says shelter in place for Port Neches Groves.
Did something blow up over there?
What's going on with that? Yeah, just Donyan Beaumont says the color commentator took his job too seriously.
Oh, come on.
I see what you did there. Oh, man. 713-780-ESPN is the number as we roll to the finish here on a What Are the Odds Wednesday. Man, you see that McDonald's was getting into the fried chicken sandwich wars?
I did. I'm not in a hurry to try it.
I'm not in a hurry to try any of them.
The Popeye's chicken sandwich is pretty damn good.
Okay.
But they're known for chicken.
Right.
Like, listen, like every kid who's ever smoked marijuana, I've enjoyed my share of chicken McNuggets over the years.
Yeah, chicken McNuggets or pizza.
But yeah. I've never, ever thought to myself, oh my God, this chicken at McDonald's is really good. I've never said that. You know, you eat chicken McNuggets because they're chicken McNuggets. And the truth is about chicken McNuggets, the best thing about them is the dipping sauce. McDonald's has hot mustard, which I firmly believe is the ultimate dipping sauce. Because you can dip damn near everything at McDonald's in the hot mustard and make it better. I don't know if chicken nuggets are good if it's just chicken. I've never eaten a chicken McNugget with no sauce. I don't know what it would taste like.
Oh, I always drown them in the barbecue.
You like barbecue?
I like the barbecue. Right. Bring back the Szechuan sauce. Rick Sanchez wanted it. Says it's a result of the explosion last Wednesday. The air quality is bad again. The wind has shifted, and it's spreading chemicals throughout the air.
Damn.
Jeez.
But they say shelter in place?
Yeah.
That seems counterproductive.
Yeah.
No. Does that just mean don't go outside that and
means
breathe?
That's become the new phrase. It just means stay in your damn house.
Yeah. Wear one of those masks.
Yeah, wear a mask.
Well, I am stoked because Eric and I are going to get to brewing here in a week or two. We've been talking it out. We're excited. And if you love beer and love college football, enter the Carbach Field Goal Challenge at the Beer Garden for a chance to win tickets to the biggest football game of the year in New Orleans. Show up, kick a field goal. If you make it, you'll be entered into a drawing to win the opportunity to kick a field goal during the Academy Sports and Outdoors Texas Bowl at NRG Stadium on December 27th. Make it through at that game, and you're the winner. Four dates to kick the field goal at the Beer Garden: Thursday, December 12th, or Thursday, December 19th from 6 to 9, or Saturday, December 14th, or Saturday, December 21st from 2 to 6. You got to be 21 years old to win, so make sure you get out there and give it a try. If you can kick a field goal, hey, could be going to a big, big game. Follow Carbach on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Pick up your favorite Carbach beer today, or ask your bartender to pretty please make it a Carbach.
I'm that bad type, make your mama sad type, make your girlfriend mad type, might seduce your dad type. I'm the bad guy. Duh.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back. Join us and the usual suspects out at 5 Under Golf in Beaumont this Friday from 1 to 7 p.m. We'll have golf and Miller Coors specials all day. So come start your weekend early and grab a Miller or Coors Light with us Friday, December 6th from 1 to 7 p.m. Looking forward to getting over there.
It's going
to
be a good time.
Yeah, for the last time for a while.
Last time in 2020.
Yeah.
Or 2019.
Hey, have you been to that Revention Music Center yet?
Which one is that? Is that the one that used to be Hard Rock?
Yeah, it used to be Verizon.
Yeah,
Yeah, I haven't been there since they changed it.
I watched, who did I watch there a little while back? It was a great show. I'll have to ask my wife.
Well, May 2nd, Shinedown, I'm going.
Oh, of course you are.
Yeah.
Well, is that where the Raconteurs were playing?
The Raconteurs. That's who I went and saw. Yeah. God, they were good. And I'm okay on their music. Live, they are fantastic. That was a great show.
It's funny. Like, most bands are either, and like country bands in particular, really good live. I like them live better than listening to their music on the radio. But it seems like bands are either way better live or they're way worse. It doesn't seem like there's much in between.
Yeah.
But there have been a few bands that, go and like the singer can't hit the notes that he hit in studio and they're singing an octave lower and stuff like that. And I'm always like, I don't like that.
So my buddy that followed, he's the tour manager for that country band. They ended up doing halftime at the Lions game on Thanksgiving.
Oh, really?
And then the power went out at the stadium.
Oh, that was them?
That was them, the Brothers Osborne.
Ugh.
And he was like, dude, everything was set up. And then they were just sitting there. They were standing there like, I mean...
That's got to suck.
Oh,
you get that kind of break.
Just imagine. And then, yeah. I was like, that's a big deal for them. And then, of course, it's nothing goes right.
All right. Let's wrap up the show the way we do every Wednesday. We celebrate those who have passed away.
R.I.P.
And let's see. Okay, these aren't very good.
Oh, come on, Fred. You can find the gold.
How about Tiny Tim in 1996?
Okay.
That was probably before your time.
I know who Tiny Tim was.
He tiptoed through the tulips.
Yeah. I'm familiar with him.
Here's another one. Desi Arnaz, 1986.
Okay.
Dies of lung cancer at 69. Mm,
got him.
Boy, that's not a good run.
Don't smoke cigarettes.
2000, Chris Antley, 34-year-old jockey, overdose.
I thought you were going to do Tommy Bolin next. Don't do heroin.
Yeah. I actually met Chris Antley a couple times, and that was sad. He was actually a really good dude.
Just heroin?
With a bad drug problem. I don't think it was heroin.
It's probably coke.
He was into a bunch of stuff.
They're trying not to eat.
Well, and a lot of those jockeys, man, it's a hard life. It really is. So it was sad because he really was a good dude. Let's see. That's no good. Does Washington Irving do anything for you? Dead of a heart attack at 76.
Don't care about him.
Enrico Fermi, dead at 53.
Nope.
Father of the atomic bomb, dies of stomach cancer.
I mean, that's a pretty cool invention you made.
Yeah, I mean, like it.
Brought a lot of violence and death, but eh.
Oscar Wilde. Dead in Paris at 46. Not a good run.
I think we'll finish strong on deaths.
I hope so, because those all suck. So let's go to... With the criminals, I'm going to say some pretty good ones here. 1994, Jeffrey Dahmer.
Jeffrey Dahmer, that's a good one.
Killed in prison at 34. How about this?
Killed with a mop handle, right?
Yeah, yeah. 1993,
not a good way to go.
Pablo Escobar.
Pablo.
Shot to death at 44.
Spoiler alert, dude, he's going to ruin Narcos for me?
Yeah, apparently.
Ugh.
Damn. All right, 1939, James Naismith, the inventor of basketball at 78. He also invented the football helmet.
Good call.
How about this, 2001, George Harrison, age of 58, not a good run?
Super underrated musician, because he happened to be with Paul and John, but George Harrison was legit.
You know what? People make fun of Ringo too, but he wrote some really good songs too.
He just sucked at singing.
Yeah, well that's the thing. But
George Harrison, a good singer.
Yeah, he did, and he had his mind set on you. Evel Knievel in 1969, or dead at 69 in 2007. I was a big Evel Knievel fan growing up.
The Snake River Canyon.
Yeah, I used to have all these toys. I'd have this wind-up toy where you jump over cars.
Yeah, that was before my time.
Yeah,
I only saw like Simpsonized caricatures of him.
Yeah, but when I was growing up, he was like a rock star. Paul Walker, 2013.
Okay.
2018, George H. Bush, dead at 94. Hell of a good run. Scott Weiland in 2015. Dead at 48.
Man, I love Scott Weiland. I've told you that before.
Yeah, he had a fantastic voice. And 2007, Pimp C.
Oh, pour one out.
Well, apparently he poured one in. It was the purple drink that killed him at 33.
Yeah. Smoking out, pouring up, you guys can figure it out.
Okay, one porn star, 2012, Deborah Pratt, dead at the age of 28.
Oh, what year?
2012.
Not AIDS.
No.
I'm going to go with murder.
Well, it says cause unknown, so I'm going to give you points for that.
Thank you.
All right.
Well, oh, just one?
Just one today. That's going to wrap it up. Boy, you had such a nice voice.
I was the best.
Now, I said about that the other day. Who has the best voices left in rock now that he's dead and Cornell's dead?
Oof.
Maybe that's a topic for tomorrow.
Yeah, maybe so.
All right. That's going to wrap it up. Good job, Aaron. Great job, AJ. Okay job, me. Till tomorrow, stay sportsy, bitches.